You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and talk a little bit about the agricultural trade for the day, condition of the crop, and what we can expect from the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates on Friday is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne. Thanks for being with us.
Well, morning, Todd. I don't know if we can throw good in with that when we look at the board here. We're seeing down 10 in the corn and down 30 in the beans. After all the good trading we've seen to have had lately, but the increase in the crop ratings yesterday in the corn seems to have really, and the steady crop ratings in the beans and the progression in Missouri as far as planting went along seems to have spooked the fun traders here that had turned around and went long last week.
Yeah, so we have red on the board in Chicago. We also at the same time have a lot of red on the board when you look to the satellites and even when you look further out, the rain expected this week in the southern part of the Corn Belt, rain next week in the northern part of the Corn Belt. Usually at this time of the year, that would all be good news. We did have a bit of drying out week last week. Where do you think we stand on crop conditions?
Well, I actually thought that we probably should have dropped the 1% in the corn and maybe at least another percent in the beans. A lot of stuff did look a little bit better with a little dry weather, but a lot of problems where there were already problems. And a lot of the crops just looked a little, what looked bad looked really bad last week. We thought maybe some of the lower rates would have come up. But, you know, basically, you know, down south, they needed some rain. They got 4 inches of rain in there working on their levees, so trying to keep the river out. So, you know, a lot of problems going on, but a lot of things going that way. We did see a real turnaround this last week as far as the position of the funds. The funds went to, they were long 64,000 contracts of beans, 39,000 contracts of meal, 26,000 contracts of oil, and 70,000 contracts of corn. And I think that they more than got out. That's what took us up to the levels we went to, and it looks like they're going back running for cover to get back to even again now.
So what does this tell you about the next couple of days or the next 2 weeks for the marketplace?
Well, I think that, you know, this deal with Greece is hanging over our heads, but the dollar, 30-day highs, you know, we got back up to 97.45 on the dollar. That's very detrimental to any of our export sales. Gold is down $19 to $20 this morning. You know, the silver down basically a dollar here today. The Chinese stock market, you know, has fell off 30% in the last 40 days. All those things along with Greece, and that sort of tempers the outside markets a bunch, along with crude oil being down, you know, August crude oil now is just at 50-70. So all those outside markets sort of saying that the world economy is slowing down, and that's taking a little oomph out of the grains today.
So we have been wondering what the impact of Greece might be. This might be one of the initial shots over the bow, I suppose. And if you know much about the global economy, you know that Europe in general, the EU, and China are very large trading partners. In fact, I believe the EU is the largest trading partner with China. So what happens in the European Union really does have an impact on the Chinese economy. And to the backside of that, we have a lot in the U.S. economy in the way of agricultural goods that move into China. So we consequently are seeing markets lower. Any other reason that beans ought to be lower for the day?
Well, I think, you know, just basically along the way they are talking about the possibly negative crush margins in China. As we look at that, we did see quite a bit of movement by farmers last week on the run-up that some of the processors did get their hands on some beans that they had not been able to pry out of their hands for quite a long time. We saw some hedging for the next year. We got to the place where people could actually make a little money rather than just lose less. And so we saw some movement, but the bad part is that, you know, we're way behind on our export sales for this fall in both corn and beans.
Speaking of new crop and export sales, November beans have a pretty wide trading range for the day. 10.18.5 on the top, 9.82.5 on the bottom. Down on the bottom end of that range, 28 cents lower. What happened there? When did we make that run to the upside?
Well, the run to the upside was about 5 o'clock this morning, and we saw a little shot up there. But and we saw one probably about 11:30 last night. So, you know, a little bit up and then on down. But a lot of mainly just liquidation people running to the door today once they decided that the $10, when the $10 mark didn't hold, why we saw a lot of selling.
So on Friday, USDA at 11 o'clock will release the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Those numbers will update ending stocks for both this year and for next year. Any expectations at this point from you and or the trade?
Well, I think, you know, that we're going – the one thing we're going to look at is, you know, the USDA, they said they probably wouldn't change their yields on this one. So that's the 166.8. I think the private companies are looking more in the 165.3 to 164.5 on the corn on that as to cut back. And the beans, the USDA is expected to use a 46. But, you know, there's a lot of them out there using as low as a 44.5. So the ending stocks could change quite a bit. I mean, the for the 14-15 crop, the corn, a lot of people are looking for the government to be 1.8. 76. A lot of the private groups are seeing a 1.81 on the beans, a 330 for the June one, and 290 on the private sector. So another 40 million off there. So that way. And for the new crop stuff, we're looking at a 177 from the on the corn from the government, and you know, a 1475 basically from the private sector that way. And the beans, a 475, and the private sector going clear down to 357. So
the private sector already looking ahead to the number of acres that maybe prevent plant, I suspect,
right,
especially in Missouri. But those won't show up, I don't think.
I don't think that.
Yeah,
that's
won't
the
show
problem
up this month,
with this report. We sort of think they're there, but we don't know if the government's included, not included, and to what extent on their report.
Yeah, and they won't probably show up until we get to the August World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates after they've resurveyed Missouri and Kansas and Arkansas for soybeans. And we'll also have in August our first crop production numbers. So lots of things to look forward to, aren't there?
A lot of stuff that can come and change in this. We remember back to 93, the water damage was not assessed as far as the market was concerned until much later and harvest was taking place. So is that the same thing that's happening at this point in time, too?
I was thinking about that as well, because if you look back, you can see that those numbers didn't start to jump until we got the harvest and you really got some yields coming out of the field. And it was later in September, I think, almost into October, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was. It was much later and that way. So, you know, we're hearing that, you know, a lot of the agronomists are saying some of this corn could be hurt worse than what the government's wanting to say with these numbers. Are they right or wrong? Have our hybrids increased that much? But it does look to me like there's been some real knocking off the top of these yields, enough to maybe lower trend line yield more than just that one bushel a lot of them are talking about.